The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
I've said before that sometimes I get so broke I can't even pay attention, but for many parents, they're finding that they can't afford to put their children into sports. New research reveals that a fifth of Irish parents can't afford to get their children involved in sport, with almost a third, or 31%, of parents saying that they don't have the time to bring them to training or games. I'm joined now by Dr. Mally Coyne, clinical child psychologist, and Jen Hogan, author of The Real Mum's Guide to Surviving Parenthood. Dr. Mally Coyne, I'm going to start with you. What does it do to a child when they can't take part in sports?
Well, I think we have to look at what it does for a child when they do take part in sports. And children's participation in team sport really has such a positive impact on their mental well-being. It has an impact on their self-confidence. It fosters strong relationships with others, teamwork, and a sense of belonging, and reduces stress and also builds up their resilience skills. So if a child, I suppose, doesn't have the opportunity to become involved in team sports or sports generally, that, you know, it can be detrimental to their well-being. And in fact, a lot of parents may not be aware that children are meant to have at least 60 minutes of physical activity per day.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, Jen, as a mother of seven, how do you find this issue of being able to afford sports and get everyone where they need to be on time?
Yeah, it's a huge factor, Carl. I mean, as you said, I have seven children. So six of my kids are in school. They're at the age where they would like to be involved in sports, or certainly I'd like them to be involved in sports, and several of them are, but not without huge sacrifice, really, both financially and time. I mean, it is hugely expensive to get kids involved in team sports. Some of mine will be involved in both soccer and GAA, and then a few of them do individual sports, so, you know, different interests depending on the style. But even for the likes of football and GAA, you're talking, I suppose, €250 for a season maybe. Mm-hmm. And that's without the football equipment and the boots and the shin guards and all the different things that go with it, and different trips. And the time that needs to be invested is huge as well. And I think, having spoken to parents about this, that was actually one of the biggest factors, in addition to the cost, that nowadays, with many houses having two working parents, getting to practice and getting to matches in the evening time and at the weekends, when time is in such short supply and is so precious, and then you have the demands of homework then thrown into that during the week, it makes it very difficult for an awful lot of parents to do as many sporting activities as they'd like to do.
And going back to Dr. Mally Coyne, I've heard that unstructured play is also being lost out nowadays. So whatever about the kind of the very formalized, structured version of team sports, that even children getting time to just be children and play outdoors without people watching them, that's on a downward trend, and that's having negative impacts on kids' ability to self-regulate, to find ways to solve their own arguments. Would you see that as a big issue as well?
I see that as an absolutely huge issue. So whilst we're talking about team sports, and some of which may require, you know, payment and that, I think the reduction in unstructured play, which is vital for children's well-being. I have two kids. They go out, they play in the forest near where we live, and they literally have turned that forest into a hotel. And with kids of different ages, they're negotiating, they're resolving rows, they're experiencing all of the emotions that you do actually in the real world. So I think the reduction of that, and I think parents are afraid to let their kids out a lot of the time because, you know, sometimes obviously you're not at liberty to, you know, let your kids out on the road in front of your house if it's a busy road. But I think we need to, you know, as parents, let our kids do more than we think we can. I read a really good article that said, let them do one thing today that you didn't let them do yesterday, because that'll foster their independence, and they absolutely need that. Unstructured play, not supervised by parents, because that is where they will learn the real kind of how to be in the world.
And that will be included in their 60 minutes. So, I mean, if you can't afford to let your child take part in team sports, and I think they all should, I'm not saying that, but to let them get out and run around and do their own thing, staying, would that be the second best choice you could make if you can't afford to send them somewhere else?
I wouldn't even say second best choice. I kind of think, you know, all of, like, it's really good to be involved in team sports. And, you know, like, I'm, you know, I was speaking last week on behalf of the Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps and how, you know, they're trying to make it an affordable thing for parents. And obviously, if you've seven kids, that's not, that's very difficult. But I think that unstructured play aspect, it is absolutely crucial for them. So getting out and, you know, not having that supervision of parents all the time. They say that we overprotect our under 10-year-olds and we underprotect our over 10-year-olds. And I think technology, they did a survey, you know, Kellogg's did a survey, and they found that 86% of parents felt that excessive use of technology was to blame for holding their children back from being sporty. Now, I find that really, really concerning.
Well, Jan, tell us what you think as a parent about that.
The unstructured play and being outside, I mean, that's something very much, we have our own version of Rent-A-Crowd here, so it's great, you know, they have their own team, we can go outside and play, and that would be something that I would very much foster at home too. When it comes to the technology, I don't think it, I was surprised at that statistic, because I don't think it needs to be an either or. I think this is where parents really need to step up to the plate, and it's kind of a little bit scary to think that that higher percentage of parents believe that's what's stopping their kids getting involved in sport. I mean, in our house, I'm sure it's the same in many other houses, there is no technology, for example, during the week. It's just not allowed. And if sometimes I have to go around with the tablets and the Switch in my handbag to make sure they're not near them, but that's what you do, because as a parent, you have to step up to the plate. And parent, it doesn't need to be a case of either or. So I'm really surprised and disappointed to hear that the figures would be that high. I don't understand how technology can really get in the way, because it is up to us as parents to foster these positive and proactive behaviours and get our kids out there and get them active. Because even the unstructured play, the 60 minutes, I think when you go along to ordinary training or ordinary practice, sometimes you're standing on the sidelines, you're talking to the coach, the amount of physical activity you can get involved in when you're out there playing on your own, playing the matches, going on the bikes, hopscotch, all these sort of things, I reckon overall it probably adds up to much more than the parts where you're standing around and listening to guidelines. And of course you're taking part too, but the free play is so important.
And can I ask you then, as a mother of seven, obviously you're juggling 1,000 thoughts at any given time, but how do you juggle being in two places at once, or do you?
No, you see, you get selective about what activities the kids have to be involved in. And sometimes, you know, we have to make difficult calls. It's a case of saying, no, we can't be involved in that because we're already committed to something else. It comes down to me most of the time, because I'm the one who works part-time. So it comes down to me the majority of the time to do the different drops and collections. Sometimes you can get other parents involved. Sometimes you're lucky enough to have two activities that happen at the same time. But I do very much appreciate family time too, and free time, and I don't want to overschedule my kids. So even if money was no object, I think it's really important that they're not overscheduled. Life is hectic and busy enough. Family time is precious, and that downtime and that time where kids can be just relaxing and be just themselves and entertain themselves is so important too. So you kind of, it's a playoff, it's one against the others. You accept your limitations, but you also realise the benefits too, that sometimes those limitations enforce, but also they're kind of things that I value and that I think are important too.
Well, there's a few different messages I'm hearing in that: the importance of sport, the importance of time off, the importance of time where there's no one telling you what to do to all. I'd like to say a big thank you to Dr. Mally Coyne, clinical child psychologist, and Jen Hogan, author of The Real Mum's Guide to Surviving Parenthood.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.